Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to season one, episode number two in the book of Genesis. So this is the first book, and this is the first day in the first book. I'm Michael Smith, and I'm doing a sequential study through the book of Genesis. Thanks for joining me. So let's just start. Let's start with chapter one, verse one. This is, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water." Verse 3. "And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw that the light was good. And God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day. And he called the night, the darkness night. And there was evening and there was morning the first day." So today we're going to note in 7 minutes his antecedents, his attention, his action, his assessment, and his affirmation. Sorry about all the A's. First of all, his antecedents. So there was a first day, but the first day was not his first day. So in the beginning is not the start of the story. He antecedes creation. He was born, or he was, that's not the right word, he was before creation. He antedates creation. So there's more to God than starting on creation day one. Now, we don't have that, though. He chooses not to give it to us, and I'll bet it's glorious and holy, just like the rest of his revelation. So God was there at the beginning, and before the beginning of time, and before the beginning of our creation as we know it. So just a little soundbite that God was big before there was a big bang. All right, so the second thing is his attention. So we find God leaning in. He becomes present here. Without his attention here, we wouldn't be here. Ultimately, we wouldn't have opportunity to be with him. So God's attention here never goes away. It stays forever. In a sense, he's building an eternal home, at least renewed home or recreated home, and that home is for people, and that home is for himself. That which received God's attention should attract our attention too, so we might appreciate the ways of God in his person and become actively involved in speaking into existence and physical presence, that attention of God. His attention is here because of mankind. His attention is here because of himself. He is making a place for both. He's creating a place that is very special. So that's why he's so attentive. It's pictured in the passage by the Spirit hovering. It means to flutter near. So his presence is wrapped up in the whole process and result. And he oversees this whole process. It's almost like he's saying, "Hey, watch this." Okay, so his action here is one of being a creator. God speaks stuff into existence. Now, obviously, it's something we can't do. We can even hardly fathom it. But the whole Smithsonian Channel, the National Geographic Channel, maybe even the History Channel, this is the stuff that keeps them busy. So it's physics, it's planetary forces, it's planetary motions. You know, we can predict, not predict, but we can map out when the next solar eclipse is, which is in 2043 in the United States. There's things we can't see, but are very predictable. Gravity and properties and powers and pathways, atomic bonds, holds all this stuff together. He even creates time here. So he's making day and he's making night. He's making a time for us to rest. He's making seasons. He figured out the tilt of the planet. So God is making this wonderful place. And after he's done, at least with parts of it, we'll get to more of it hopefully tomorrow, would be his affirmation. He calls this is good. So God approves of what he does. God delights in his activities. He's near to the assessment. He's near to the action. And he's all over this. So otherwise, to not delight in this would be blasphemous. All right, so today, note how he was there first. He antecedes this whole thing. And then he attends to this. And his action is one of creativity. And then he assesses it and approves of what he has done. So let me just make a couple conclusions as we end here. There's a first day of creation, and it didn't start with you. So or me. So I think we should approach the book of Genesis as we started here. Let's approach this humbly. I think that we could approach this with a worshipful spirit. So you're going to have a creation date. It wasn't on this date that we read about, but you're going to have a creation date. And there's a bunch of stuff that has to happen here first. There's natural process and the creation of the earth and creation of heaven, even in creation of people, which hasn't started yet, creation of light and darkness, and eventually then people. So the fun thing is that after you get created, you're never going to die. So we can take some of these characteristics of God, such as his creativity. Maybe you have that in music or in homemaking or in problem solving or working hard. And do you exert maybe order upon disorder? These are all things that we can do to display the marks of our Creator, who had a creation. So thanks for listening to the first day in the first book, the book of Genesis. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.